You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
What's his title? The guy in charge, Dr. Ashley Broom?
The Director General of Health.
Yeah.
The Wire.
So, the government has announced a move to level 3 next week at 11:59pm on Monday the 27th of April. Just under 1 week from today, 2 weeks after that, the level 3 status will be reviewed. During the announcement, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern emphasised the success of our efforts so far with no widespread community transmission and a person-to-person transmission rate of only 0.4%. But we have to remain vigilant. Just a quick recap on what Level 3 means. You must still stay at home if you are not at work, school, exercising or accessing an essential service. Those who can work and learn from home must. Businesses wishing to reopen must do so safely and in line with hygiene and social distancing requirements. Travel must remain regional. You may exercise at local parks or beaches, but only safe activities. Your bubble must stay as small as possible. However, you may expand it slightly to include close family or isolated people. Keep washing your hands as recommended and cough into your elbow. And if you are sick, stay at home and get tested ASAP. Businesses and schools will be allowed to access premises this week in preparation for Alert Level 3. This could mean employers re-entering premises to receive stock if necessary, but they must stick to physical distancing and their bubbles. Also, a note on education under Alert Level 3. Children who can stay at home should stay at home. At-risk students and staff should also stay at home, and they will be supported to do so. Early learning centres and schools will physically be open for up to Year 10 for families that need them. Though there has been an open letter penned to Jacinda Ardern calling for that to not happen. People will be allowed to enter schools and early learning centres from tomorrow for cleaning, maintenance and any other preparations to be ready to reopen for a teacher-only day on 28th of April. We expect most children who need to attend to be able to from the 29th of April. It may take a bit longer for some schools and early learning centres to be ready. Now, a big part of why we did not move to Level 3 this week is our capacity for contact tracing. The Ministry of Health released a rapid audit of its contact tracing program and concluded it has been overworked and needs expansion. Contact tracing involves tracking down and isolating people who may have been exposed to viruses before they can spread it to even more people. Canterbury University Associate Professor Adrinam Basu said, "Contact tracing works best during the tail of the epidemic, either during the first phase when the epidemic is rising or situations such as this in New Zealand when the infection is dying out." Currently, contact tracing in New Zealand is conducted by 12 public health units, but types of information systems for outbreaks vary across different units, from basic Excel templates to purpose-built clinical systems. The report, which was written by Dr. Aisha Viral of Otago University, said in the case of COVID-19, apart from contact tracing, public health units were also involved in aspects of border control and case management. With many cases being returned travellers who had taken domestic flights, the contact tracing workload was extremely high. And as case numbers rose in March, the workload had exceeded the capacity of many public health units. In response, a hub called the National Close Contact Service, NCCS, was established in the Ministry of Health to coordinate the tracing with their own technology solution, but public health unit staff were cautious about diverting contact tracing as they couldn't see the outcome. The report recommended the Ministry of Health to expand the capacity of public health units to isolate COVID-19 cases and trace their contacts 3 to 4-fold for as long as COVID-19 remains a public health threat. It also said the Ministry should give public health units access to the National Close Contact Services database and engage with them to determine if the database could be suitable, with modification as a single national contact information system. The report also said the Ministry of Health should rapidly complete development of a smartphone app to assist contact tracing and pilot it in New Zealand. That app will come, but in the meantime, the Prime Minister has encouraged people to document their movements. Associate Professor from the University of Canterbury, Malcolm Campbell, says we should keep a diary of where we've been and who we've been with for the foreseeable future. If we ever become infected with COVID-19 or a close contact of someone who has the virus, tracing 80% of all our close contacts within 3 days is the gold standard, end quote. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, along with Director General of Health Dr. Ashley Bloomfield, both often point to the question, if you became infected or if someone close to you was infected, would you be able to describe who you have been in contact with so they can be alerted? Something to be mindful of as we shift into level three, but also level twos and levels two and one. Lastly on that, the Ministry of Health announced yesterday in response to the audit they will put some money into getting our contact tracing to a gold standard. Minister for Health David Clark announced to further strengthen our contact tracing cabinet today approved up to $55 million investment. This is on top of the initial $15 million that went to public health units in March for contact tracing. This funding will mean public health units can be expanded as required with additional surge capacity of up to 300 full-time equivalent staff. The National Close Contact Service will also get extra resources to manage complex investigations such as detailed analysis of clusters.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.